Seeing none, the commission notes. Oh, France. I'm sorry. France.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chair, thank you. As you know, we have always supported the creation of marine mammal sanctuaries, and we have established many thereof in France, in metropolitan France, as well as in the dom-toms. The most interesting one is in the French Antigua, which is called Agoa. You will find brochures there upon in the French, English, and Spanish languages in the rear of the room here. In this context, we have always supported the creation of sanctuaries in the South Atlantic as well as the South Pacific. On the other hand, as has been indicated by the president of the chairman of the scientific committee, in order to show that actions are undertaken in the existing sanctuaries of IWC, a survey has been presented by France on the vocalizations of big whales in the Indian Ocean to the conservation committee works. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Uruguay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the things that inspired the return of Uruguay to IWC last year was precisely the expansion of whale sanctuaries. In that context, we have supported the initiative devoted to creating the South Atlantic Sanctuary because we see this as a serious, valuable effort to optimize the non-lethal use of whale populations in the region. On one hand, encouraging the protection of cetacean species, and on the other hand, the sustainable development of whale watching tourism. Although the proposal has not yet found consensus within the Commission because some delegations have questioned the scientific basis for it and even the need itself of creating a new sanctuary based on the current moratorium of commercial whaling, it is also true that a growing number of member nations have voted in favor thereof. That is, the proposal has been supported by a growing majority. However, in order to go down the road of consensus so necessary to define the future itself of the IWC, we have decided to not submit this initiative to vote. This is a position that should be valued in its full dimension in the light of the fragile balance of positions that the Commission has been facing. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Let me just note that I think there was no comments on the two committee reports, and so we note that.